This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay. Yeah, the reason I was saying at the start of the show that it could be a good day for some. Maybe you wanted a new coach for the Blazers. Yeah. They did blow that game last night.
That is true.
And, you know, look, I hate to say this, but I've said this many times on the program. When you are a local sports talk show, things like this are good for you. Well, you know, I mean, it's, look, there's a lot of people tuning in today.
That is true. And and we'll talk about this, you know, obviously there's a lot to get into. I personally believe that this isn't just the end of Chauncey Billups. I think this is the end of Joe Cronin as well.
Well, it probably should be.
Yeah.
But again, I mean, we, not to get into a whole nother thing, because we have to stay on track here, but yeah. I think that with the change of ownership,
yeah,
all of the house was going to be cleaned anyway.
I think there was a good chance of that, but obviously the reason why I took the, speaking of gambling, I took the over this year on the Blazers is I think there was...
How are
you
feeling about that?
we'll see what happens.
might be good.
You know, hey, the Thiago splitter bump. I just thought that they were coaching for their jobs. And I thought obviously there would be a real emphasis on doing everything you can to win as many games and save it. But, you know, at this point, again, Chance is gone. And whether Joe Cronin likes it or not, I mean, you and Neil O'Shea are directly responsible for this. You vetted him. You said it was okay. There is now confirmed information that multiple people knew that Chauncey Billups was running these sorts of poker games.
Bro.
So I'll go back to the casino thing, the Robert De Niro. Either you didn't know, and that means you're an idiot, yeah, and you should be fired, or that's you right, did know, and you were in on it, and that means that you should be fired.
That's right.
So if you're Tom Dundon, how on earth, when you come into this in April, can you not look at this and say, sorry, guys, whether it's fair or not, every one of you is gone, and I'm going to start with a brand new GM and a brand new coach that we pair together, and we move forward. So whether... I just think this is a dead man walking situation with Joe Cronin, whether it's fair to him or not. I just think that's the reality of it.
Yeah, and I feel like that was probably going to be the reality anyway. There's been too much bad stuff go on with the franchise, and this is even more embarrassing. It's just absurd at this point.
That podcast clip, that just makes everything. You talk about the evidence.
Absurd.
Yeah, but when people were out talking about it,
and it's everybody knew it.
Yeah, and I feel like it is alleged willful ignorance at this point.
So what a job of vetting a world-class dirtbag.
You pushed aside the rape stuff. And you told
rather
us
brazenly,
rather
by the
brazenly
way,
and told us that you vetted him. And when someone pushed on that, that's when we were told that it was proprietary and don't worry about it to basically trust us.
Yep.
Well, not only did you not vet that, but apparently you sure as hell didn't vet this. And that's like, I'm sorry, like how you can trust anyone in that front office now to quote, do their investigation, and not that we did anyway.
I was going to say, you know, who the hell trusted him in the first place?
Again, and
you shouldn't.
All the media availability today, by the way, was canceled, but eventually someone's going to have to come out and speak. And I want someone to stand up and, you know, maybe if the press conference isn't during our show, I would love to stand up and simply ask the question, why should we ever trust what you have said when you told us, you and your former boss, that you vetted him and you knew that that all these concerns were washed away when someone is out there on a podcast publicly saying that in the gambling world, people knew that the center of this was Chauncey Billups. Why should we ever trust what you have to say?
I'll do the best I can and let the chips fall where they may.
Yeah, he can't. You just can't have him move forward.
He said that last night, by the way.
That was last night?
Yeah. Yes. I'll do the best I can and let the chips fall where they may.
Yeah, he was responding to a question from Jason Quick.
Did he know last night when he was coaching,
so,
do you think?
No. I got to be careful with this. I stumbled through no due diligence of my own.
I was a lie.
I stumbled on to someone today. I just happened to know some people in the law enforcement world. And I just happened to stumble upon someone today that has, I can't say how, has very, very direct knowledge of what all this was. And no, he had no idea this was coming. None. They've been surveilling him, though, for about the last 72 hours or so.
It's actually pretty neat.
24/7. They were watching him. Yesterday, they showed up at his door at 6 a.m. They had the barricade breaker, the bear cat, ready to go in case he didn't answer the door. And this was a potential real gotcha moment for the FBI. This was a glory case. They were ready.
You could tell that from the press conference this morning. I mean, look, the feds really. So I.
And by the way, like the other one too is I was asking questions and I was getting kind of some nods and some smiles and some shaking of the heads. Cause I said, is this something that was like in the past? Like, you know, was he still doing that? And he just kind of smiled. This is not something that he used to do. This is something that he does.
Yeah.
And he has been active doing it. And
it felt to me like the feds in that press conference, that was a lot of grandstanding.
Yes.
And forgive us for not really buying into that anymore. Yeah. We've seen that before where it's led to nothing.
Yeah.
What they were doing, it seemed like, was really trying to send a message to the mafia.
Yeah.
They were really trying to say, hey, they were trying to look really good and tough to their public. Yeah. This was the New York guy, especially.
Yeah.
Say, we're cracking down on this. And what they did was it was very important for them to get Chauncey and to get Rozier as the headlines to get everybody to pay attention to their press conference. But it's clear that it's bigger than just these guys. These guys are just high profile names to allow eyeballs for the feds to get up there and say, hey, look at how awesome we are and how tough we are. We're cracking down on the mob.
Cash almost came out. We almost had the director there this morning. That was the original plan, was for him to come out and be there for the...
Well, he was at the press conference.
He was at the press conference in New York. But yeah, it was... this was something that... that he was not aware that it was coming. But when they showed up at his door, he damn sure knew why they were at his door.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.